From the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges and Houston Kress. Fan Run Radio.
To be at a place where the school was 100% committed, and I think Danny White and the rest of the school, so everyone involved, showed that they're committed to baseball. And we wanted to be somewhere where we felt like we could win every year. The thing that put this place over the top in our mind in the spring was the fan base. And I think this place became a rowdy place to play, so much so that other coaches were complaining about our fans. And
are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying in baseball! There's no crying in baseball! No crying!
I'll take that any day of the week.
Caught! It'll be a big orange dogpile on the way to the College World Series.
Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio. We're back, baby! Throw wild and, I don't know, maybe not wild.
All fingers and toes accounted for?
Maybe just normal.
In this room?
4th of July weekend. Long weekend.
Hickman, hold your hands up.
Extra long weekend.
Put them up. All right, good. All fingers. Toes good?
Yeah.
All right, good. Brett, fingers, toes, good? Good, okay, good.
Jazz hands. Good to go over here.
Good job.
Shoot any fireworks, Chris?
Yeah, that's why I'm asking about fingers and toes.
Okay.
Actually, I think I'm going to do it. I'm going to give a shout out to a little company.
Oh.
Watson's Fireworks.
Cut the check.
In Blaine, Tennessee.
Cut the check.
They had these black cat mortars.
Uh-huh.
Oh, ho, 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 buddy. It was a 24-pack.
Ooh.
And these things, they were worth every penny I paid.
Really?
Shouts out to Blaine.
It's rare that people say that after.
And Watson's.
After fireworks. I mean, it's such a quick, just feels like that money just whoo, up in smoke.
Well, yeah, but that's
well,
the point.
Lights,
there was a lot of smoke and lights.
Lights.
They were loud. They were bright. They were big.
Loud and proud.
60 gram.
60 grand, man.
Gram.
Can't have money.
Gram.
What a show.
60 grams woo. Of powder.
Oh, 60 grams.
24 different fireworks. So you never saw the same thing twice. And we spent less money this year than we did last year at one of the big box places.
Are there
and
big
got more.
Box places?
Huh?
Are there big box places?
Yes. What are you talking? Are you kidding me?
All right.
Yeah, they say fireworks on them.
Okay.
You know the one.
Yeah, I know.
They're everywhere.
Everywhere.
And they're just not, they just don't do it the same way.
Well, you just got to find the right thing in the big box place.
Yeah, but you're going to pay more for it because
yeah,
it's big box.
Forever.
The big box store runaround.
I still don't know how people make money on fireworks. I mean, like what, three times a year?
No.
Do all their business?
Well, I mean, yeah. Those are the big days.
Yeah.
It's when they sell the big stuff.
It's like you got to make your budget on those days. That's it.
Yeah, it's like football season.
Yeah.
You got to make enough and store it away to last you the whole year. Also, I'm sure they're not open every day. They probably, you know, people who run those stores, they probably take weeks off. Like weeks at a time.
Yeah.
Maybe they come in, work 2 days after a four-day weekend, and then they're gone again for another, week.
Yeah.
Like, well, a long week,
off season.
A long weekend into a week off, so you get 2 weekends sandwiched around six, you know, working days.
Sounds like our work schedule coming up.
You picked up on that, did you, Hickman? Man, you can't run anything past this guy.
Just sharp as a tack.
I mean, that's the fact that you picked up on that is truly amazing.
I wasn't really listening that
well
back
here. Yeah, I
could
tell. I could tell. We could all tell.
And so I was like, huh, I think he's talking about us.
Well, today's an important day. It's one of two shows this week, Let the Hate Tweets Flow, but it is the only one that will feature this group of four.
Yeah.
Hickman leaves tomorrow for Colorado. I would tell everyone where he's going to be, but he doesn't want to be bothered by fans he's on vacation.
Yeah. He's going to be like those people in the commercial where they're like looking at their cell phone like, limited cell service, no cell service. Oh, I'm here.
I'm here, yeah. The great state of Colorado. I spent many, many times in Colorado. Many days, many weeks, months even. I'm a big fan. You'll have a good time.
Going to be relaxing.
You going to go fly fishing?
Actually, yeah, probably.
Have you ever fly fished?
No.
Mm. Good luck with that. You'll pick it up. It's not that bad. I mean, you're a mountain man, so it'll be fun.
Yeah.
You
know. I mean, I was roughing it out there in the woods this weekend.
Were you?
Getting ready for the survival challenge, so.
Oh, yeah.
Meanwhile, what were you doing this week to
survival challenge?
Better yourself?
When you guys do an alone?
He just said he was roughing it. He was watching TV on the lake.
No.
Yes, you were. I saw the picture. I even called you out on it because it was garbage.
That was Friday.
It's good that he's getting some fly fishing in because, you know, this latest season.
I know. That's all you can do.
That's all you can do. You can't use a bobber.
You can use a dip net, but you got to go in the water, and it's 33 degrees.
Dip net.
I
can't.
Dip net.
You think some of these people cheat?
How do you cheat?
You just use a gill net and don't film it.
That's a good
point. Eat a bunch of fish.
No, surely not. Surely not. They wouldn't do that.
That's what people were saying. Was it the guy with the fox? They're like, he just shouldn't have filmed that. Should have just shot the thing.
He's like, I would kill it, but I can't. Wink, wink. Camera turns the other way. No more fox problem.
That fox hasn't been around on his camera feed for a while. Yeah,
I scared it away.
He's wearing a fox hat.
I found this in a big pile of trash. It looks pretty new. Cleaned it up. So did everyone have a relaxing 4 days for the 4th?
It's pretty good. We had to dodge some thunderstorms.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hickman only had 3 days because Nate doesn't give the other company a double day weekend.
It's peak season there. You know, it's different. It's off season.
It's a really good point.
It's the deadest part of the year.
It's a good point.
Yeah.
For the deadest part of the year, though, there does seem to be quite a bit going on.
Well, the Pac-12 has pushed up its media rights negotiations. It's a bold strategy, Cotton.
Hey, we know we just lost our two best
schools
as far as driving revenue for the conference, so let's go ahead and get this deal done.
Complete chaos.
They know their deal's going down now, right? Like, they're going to now get less.
Good question.
Are they doing this to try and keep the other schools, like, show them, hey, we're going to negotiate and we got your back?
Maybe.
And so when that comes out, like, super, super low, Oregon, Washington, just, whew. Although I heard there's some discussions that apparently the state of Oregon and the state of Washington are going to make some rule that if Oregon leaves, you have to take Oregon State. And if Washington leaves, you have to take Washington State. Like, the state schools, the public state universities have to go together and be in the same conference.
Good luck with that.
T-Carp wants to know about the survival challenge. Well, me and Hickman are going to go into the woods. And the
first play alone home edition.
Yeah, the first.
And I'm going
to
win.
The first one to come out of the woods loses.
We're going to have to do medical checks and stuff.
I don't know.
It's been 48 minutes. We're here with Hickman doing his first medical check.
Hickman's like, "We'll build this shelter. It's two sticks holding up."
He's got some bags around his eyes, and he just chopped his arm off.
Well, Hickman rolled his ankle getting out of the van, so we're going to go ahead and call this. Kress wins. He's got the stamina and the age and the strength, but I've got the mental knowledge.
And the practice. We're checking on Kress. Do anything this weekend. But
what did you do?
He stepped on a lure stuck in his foot.
First of all, I've done that twice and gotten it out by myself.
The fact you've done it twice.
Well, one in the leg, one in the hand. Never while I'm actually fishing.
That's what's funny about it.
Oh, is it funny to you?
Now it is. Now that you're okay. It's one of those types of things. You know?
Shame on you.
You can laugh at injuries once they're okay and healed up.
Mm-hmm.
It's a rule. Pac-12 had the lowest distribution among Power 5 schools, paying its members $19.8 million in 2021. And losing the two Southern California schools would likely drop that number.
Duh. Duh. But let's go ahead and push up that negotiation. Pac-12's done, right? They're just done.
We said that about the Big 12. They kept limping along and then...
Well, that's the thing. They're still limping along.
But, I mean, how many years was it from when A&M left to now? I mean, they've been in the league...
2012?
So it might take another 10 years to actually really kill the Pac-12. It might be this, but yeah, I mean, they're no longer what they were. They kind of weren't already, though. Think how strong the Pac-12 was, you know, when Matt Leinart and Reggie Bush played for USC.
Well, they weren't the Pac-12 at that point, were they? Pac-10?
Yeah, but I mean, that was like a whole nother era. They've since tried to become a media company instead of a sports conference, which was a very weird decision.
He was just padding his own pocketbook.
Yeah, there you go. They've gradually declined their level, not only their level of play, but the marquee matchups that kind of made the conference what it is.
Yeah, games that used to matter don't really matter anymore.
Yeah, and now this, I mean, yeah, it's that's a watershed moment for all of college football, and a lot of blue checks have written the article like, college football never be the same after this, but it was already becoming not the same before. You know, it's been more of a gradual slide. But yeah, I mean, the Oklahoma, Texas thing, and then now USC and UCLA, it's the dam is finally like really breaking, not just leaking. But I don't really know. I mean, I feel like a lot of the consternation from those types of people or because it's not going to be, you know, Papaw's college football. You know, like, I don't know that this is – I saw somebody saying, well, now it's just going to be the 50 or 60 power teams and everybody else is basically going to be playing FCS. Like, well,
What is it now?
Like, yeah, like, it's – you just
– we have 65 Power 5 teams, so like, 50 or 60,
It's like you just create that own narrative for yourself. I mean – you know, Iowa State versus whoever really, I don't know. Like, do we care that some of these schools are going to get left behind? I mean, no one cares nationally about those teams anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a fascinating, story because obviously all the conferences were aligned in a certain way, largely based on geography.
Right.
You know, these schools all play football. They're relatively close. We will form a conference. And for a long time, that made sense, especially when you had to, bus or train
right
to, you know, the opposing college to play. Now, it's much easier to fly. They've clearly got the money to pay for, you know, chartered planes. And, yeah, I do feel bad for the small schools that are going to get left behind. But really, they've already been left behind. Like, at this point, you can either survive or you can't.
I mean, I guess schools that aren't premier but are in a premier conference are the ones we're talking about, right?
Yes, like a Vanderbilt.
Yeah, like if the SEC was and this conference losing
this is
year,
football
not,
based.
Yeah.
You know, obviously all this conference realignment is largely based on football.
So whichever conferences are losing their power, which is right now is the Pac-12, the Big 12, maybe the ACC.
Yeah,
obviously,
I mean
the SEC and the Big Ten are definitely getting bigger. The others are getting smaller at some rate. of unknown quantity at this point. The schools that, like a Pac-12 school that wasn't one of the marquee teams that got $19.8 million in 2021, if they only get $15 million in 2022, that's the school that's losing. Washington State, for example.
Yeah. But you gotta understand it from USC and UCLA standpoint, too. Vanderbilt last year, just off TV rights, made, was it $30 million more than USC and Southern Cal? Or UCLA and Southern Cal? Vanderbilt on TV rights alone made 30, it's at least 20, it's somewhere between 20 and 30 million dollars more than UCLA and Southern Cal. So if you're those two schools and you're like, wait, Northwestern made 30 million more than we did last year, why would we not jump to the Big Ten? Now we're going to recoup that in year one, and because we're going to the Big Ten, it'll probably be more like a $40, $50 million increase. It just makes more sense. Like, we looked it over. It was, what, big as far as payout to each school at the end of the year, including TV and all the other stuff, it was Big Ten, closely trailed by the SEC. Then I think ACC, Big 12, Pac-12. And so the Big 12 and Pac-12 schools are thinking, especially the good schools, the schools that have big markets, like Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I mean, they're thinking this is a no-brainer. I mean, does Oregon State deserve the same amount of money as Southern Cal and USC? I did it again. UCLA? Do they deserve the same? Do they bring the same to the table as the Los Angeles TV market?
Well, that's what all these people are complaining about, is that that's all it is now is, you know, free market and consumerism, and, you know, if you're generating the money, you get the money. And in a vacuum, that's a good thing. But for people who love the way college football has always been, that's a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I don't know that it necessarily is. That's what I wanted to kind of chew on a little bit, get people, our listeners, feedback. Chris Vanini.
What'd you call me?
Vanini wrote this for The Athletic. He says, Big Ten adding USC, UCLA, further ruining charm we love about college football.
Charm.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
His featured headline, which was different, was, it's the end of college football as we know it, and I don't feel fine.
The end as we know it,
mm-hmm.
as we currently know it and see it. It's not the end of college football.
Yeah, what is that? REM?
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Yeah. And I feel fine. Yeah, so he's playing off that, obviously.
Yeah. And he doesn't feel fine.
We need to stop calling it conference realignment or expansion. The more accurate word would be consolidation.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not closing down football programs, but they are consolidating the power.
They might be. Like, years down the road, they might be.
Nah. Still play football. It just won't be the same.
No, like, I could see some schools. You know, I mean, you think about it. If you're getting whatever the number is, I'm getting $40 million a year just to be in the conference. We can afford football. Oh, wait. Four of our teams have left that make all the money. We're now making.
Maryville College affords football. I don't want to hear that they can't afford football. They just can't afford football the way they're used to playing football.
Right, but none of them are going to go backwards.
So they'll shut it down?
Yeah, they might.
I guess they might. That's their own call. But he says it's coming, maybe in a few years, maybe in a decade or two, but there's no stopping it now. With USC and UCLA moving to the Big Ten, 1 year after Texas and Oklahoma accepted invitations to the SEC, the College Super League, or leagues, is on its way. College football, as we knew it, is on its last legs. It will eventually be replaced by an NFL junior-type sport, and the TV executives who have long dreamed about this will finally get their wish for a simpler product to package. The people at the right schools will make a lot of money, and the fans at the wrong schools will be left behind.
Maybe. They might be.
I mean, really, it's just a debate. Like, do we like the we're all in this together. Like, you've got a weaker school. You know, I mean, that element's still going to be there.
If the athletes were professionals, then no. Like, sorry, you can't make it.
I mean, that element's still going to be there. It's like, you know, Tennessee had this many eyeballs, and Mississippi State had this many, and they get paid the same. Like, that's still going to be there.
Potentially. It wasn't true for Oklahoma and Texas in the Big 12. They got more. I think Texas got a lot more. So you could see maybe schools negotiating that. I mean, if the top half of the SEC came together, right, like the top eight kind of marquee teams, brands, products came together and went to the SEC and said, look, this, we're the eight that are bringing the money. We deserve more than Vanderbilt, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Kentucky. Sorry, Kentucky, it's just true. I mean, it's a little bit cyclical because obviously, like, the best team in the country is going to have the most eyeballs each year. Like, that's just going to happen.
Yeah, but then there's programs that,
yeah,
anytime they're a smidge good, it bumps the needle.
Right. Tennessee,
Texas,
Bama, like Florida, Texas.
Those teams, yeah, have been, yeah, good lately.
Pac-12, Pac-10, Pac-8, Pac-6, dead. They will be missed. Man, Larry Scott really ran them into the ground, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Bad.
I mean, just so stupid. He took care of himself instead of taking care of... I mean, he did the exact thing that a commissioner is not supposed to do. What was the rent on that San Francisco?
Oh, it was insane.
It was outrageous.
It was like $155,000.
A month.
A month.
Yeah. I mean, just...
A month.
Just burning a couple $1 million each year on that stupid place. And what did they even do? What did they even produce?
They wanted to be their own TV station, basically.
It didn't work out.
Media company.
Yeah.
The SEC's like, hey, we have the football. ESPN, you want to broadcast it? And ESPN's like, yep, cool. We'll pay you $2 billion. And Pac-12 said, hey, we have football too.
We're going to beat ESPN.
We'll broadcast it ourselves. We'll build a whole company to do it.
Did they ever even start that, though?
Yeah, Pac-12. Like ESPN ran the SEC network.
Still runs. Owns.
The Pac-12,
yes,
tried to do its own network. Like, they funded their own. The Pac-12 network was, like, all, like, their own equipment, their,
gotcha,
own people.
Gotcha.
You know how, like, we have sports reporters here in town, whatever, that went to UT, and so when there's a kind of an off the beaten path ESPN3 broadcast, like ESPN just rolls into town, hires them, they go over there and call the volleyball game or whatever.
Sure.
Yeah, like Pac-12 tried to do all that themselves instead of using the power of a company that's already done that for decades.
How'd that work for them?
Well, Larry Scott's gone. They've shuttered the San Francisco offices, and now they're losing their two best premier brands. So there you go.
Hey, at least you're not George Klyavkov. What is this, his first 2 weeks on the job?
I feel like it's not even his fault.
You know, it has nothing to do with him. I feel bad that he stepped into the job basically as, you know, it's getting nuked, the entire conference. I mean, they've been a joke for quite some time, really since probably Southern Cal won their last championship. I mean, I guess Oregon had a couple good years in there, but the conference as a whole has not been very good.
I still have some, I guess, global theoretical questions for you on the flip side about the money and the conferences and the schools and how, like, all that works. We'll come back with that. Mm-hmm. If you want to weigh in on a conference, whatever you want to call it, realignment, consolidation, whatever, we'll take phone calls today as well, 865-546-8200. Stick with us right here on 3 and Out. Welcome back to Three and Out, talking college football reshuffling, teams, conferences, all that good stuff. Here's my question. Do we think the TV execs are saying there's, like, they can pay more money, right, to the Big Ten, for example?
Yeah, because they added
UCLA.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So is it really more money, though, or is it just the money that used to go to the Pac-12? You know what I guess what I'm saying is we have the same number of teams. No one is starting new teams, and no one is closing old teams,
right.
At least not yet. You have the same number of teams.
Mm-hmm.
Is there going to be actual more dollars thrown out on the table? And I don't mean with, like, inflation. Obviously, there will be on that front. But, you know, cost more, earn more, whatever. Call that a wash. Or is some of the... It's still not going to be multiple networks, though, right? So, like, here's what I'm getting at. If ESPN, I know it's more complicated than this, but let's say there's five power conferences and there's five network deals.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the SEC and Big Ten, they're going to partner with the biggest, the
two big ones,
the two broadcast partners that are going to pay the most, and they're going to pay more because those conferences have more, not only more teams, but more teams means more games.
Yeah.
I mean, the more, you know, I mean, we deal with advertising. The more inventory you have, the more times you can play commercials for your sponsor. So the more games even matters. Not to mention the better, like, TV markets and the better matchups or whatever. But aren't there still going to be media companies that end up kind of a little left behind that still want to have some college football and that'll pay less? So, like, if ESPN right now is paying $2 billion for what they get, and then they start paying, let's say, $2.5 billion, that extra $0.5 billion that ESPN is paying, I mean, I guess part of that's coming from the fact that the other conferences aren't as good anymore, and ESPN has kind of consumed some of the inventory out of that conference, not just... When I say inventory, I mean games and eyeballs, right? So, like, there is no more UCLA, USC. That's over here making that extra $0.5 billion.
Well, if you're doing SEC, it would be more like Oklahoma and Texas.
But
when that happens.
Yeah. But if the next broadcast partner that rolls in and still wants to put some college football on TV but doesn't have $2.5 billion, let's say they're $0.5 billion short, they can still just pick up the pieces of whatever's left over, broadcast it for less. Do we think there's actually more money out there, or is there just more money to the big dogs? Like, is this just, if there's 100% of money spent for broadcast rights in college football, is this going to help the pie get bigger? It might actually shrink the pie a little bit, if anything, because ESPN isn't going to pay as much per team, I don't think, as they would have before, because if they would do that, then they would already have the Pac-12. Like, if ESPN was willing to pay $20 million per every single Pac-12 team, wouldn't they have just bought the Pac-12 rights instead of Fox beforehand?
Potentially.
But what ESPN's saying is, if you just get just the best teams from over here, we could pay $26 million per 2, 4, 6 teams, but we're not paying $20 million per 12 teams. That's too much money.
Yeah, I mean, and they're only going to buy what they can recoup through advertising.
Exactly.
Which is why adding two historic programs in UCLA and Southern Cal in Los Angeles and putting them with the Ohio States, the Michigans, like, that's why they want that. I mean, you know, God bless Oregon, but there's just not the market for Oregon football that there is for Los Angeles football. TV wise. Like they want the market and the teams that go with it. And LA just makes the most sense. Like, God loves Stanford football, but they just don't draw the people. Eyeballs.
There's a narrative out there that, well, this is all driven by money and big money, and that they'll make more money.
Well, they will.
I actually think, yeah, the money across the entire pie gets a little smaller.
You're saying, well, like for teams that are currently in the Big Ten, like let's say last year Ohio State made $30 million. You're saying that with the addition of Southern Cal and USC, I did it again, UCLA, that they may go to like $28 million?
No, I'm saying Ohio State, if they're at $30 million, probably goes to $32, $34, as does every team in the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm.
But the Pac-12 per team is going to go from 20 to, say, 12.
Yeah, of course.
Which, so I'm saying, yes, once
this
you
is,
calculate...
This is crippling to the Pac-12.
Once you calculate total dollars spent on college football, I mean, it may go up a little because of inflation and because of, like, but I think the big boys are going to make more profit, and all the smaller schools, all the schools left behind, yeah, I mean, are just going to be like just nosedive in their amount of revenue.
100%. Well, TV revenue.
So I guess what I'm saying is,
yes,
there
will still be televised games. There will still be games. They will, you know, somebody will pick them up, but. They're not going to like.
Yeah, Washington State's not going to make $19.8 million.
No,
they might make in 5 years from now. They might make 4.5.
Could be
instead of if the Pac-12 limped along, maybe they would have made 15 if they had to kind of restructure. I guess.
Well, Klyavkov is saying he wants to create some type of merger, but you're not going to merge with anybody that's going to. Equal what Southern Cal and UCLA brought to the table.
True.
I mean, that those eyes are now going to be focused on Big Ten football. And, like, who do you get, and what do you focus on?
Let me ask – well, yeah. Okay, before we get to that, let me ask another question, though. Were national eyeballs on Washington State and Iowa State and any of those schools anyway?
No. Not unless they were good and playing in a big game.
Right.
But like Washington State, maybe under Leach you had some of that because, you know, the system was so different, but not right now. You're going to get the eyeballs.
I mean, really, this was just a revenue share, right? Really, this was just everybody watched Ohio State, Michigan, and Northwestern got their portion because they're on the same team.
Yeah, exactly. And the Pac-12 for a long time did not do a good enough job, in my opinion, of making sure that UCLA and Southern Cal were taken care of.
Yeah.
I mean, the revenue split makes it make sense. It's like, wait a minute. You know, we know we have Los Angeles. We know we're the eyeballs. We're the two, you know, premier when it comes to basketball and football. Like, we are the two schools that drive the Pac-12 from a revenue standpoint, not necessarily product on the field, because Stanford's been good recently, Oregon's been good recently, but when it comes to TV deals, like, hey, LA, like, we got it. And so what they're saying is, why are we not getting our fair share of the revenue split? Like, if the Pac-12 had done a better job of catering to Southern Cal and UCLA over the years, this is probably a much more difficult conversation. But when those two schools look at Vanderbilt and say, how does Vanderbilt make $30 million more than we do per year? And wait, we can make that up if we move to the Big Ten? Okay, let's just go. Just makes sense from a financial standpoint. I mean, the Pac-12 has been limping along. We did this it was a few years ago now. Like, Cal Berkeley is $180 million in debt off their football stadium and all this other stuff. Because there's just not as much money coming in at the end of the year from TV and, you know, just conference splits, bowl games, things like that. And the SEC has benefited because we've had multiple teams in the playoff multiple times. We've won a lot of natties. It's been a few different teams here and there. And it's the same for the Big Ten. It's the same for the ACC. Now, the Big 12 did it, but it was Oklahoma. And Oklahoma decided, well, we're not getting enough, you know, we're getting the same money as Iowa State, for example. We're going to jump to the SEC. SEC gets stronger, they're going to make more money, and we're going to make a lot more money. Money. That's it. That's all that matters. Not geography, not tradition, not pageantry, nothing.
But I think it's the same. It's the same money. It's just going. It's just going. The bigger, the two big conferences are just going to get more per team. The broadcast partners are going to pay a little more and make a little more, and just the small guys are. I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean it. It's not the same money. Like it's going to be different now. Like
so, I'm trying to decide. Do I care?
It's only going up.
That's what I'm trying to decide. Do I care? Do I care that? I mean. Listen, this Vanini guy of The Athletic, like, he's talking about the charm, right? I've always hated the charm of the Rose Bowl and how they fought against the BCS originally and then fought against the playoff and then already killed our 12-team playoff that was coming. Like, the charm of college football is good and terrible all at the same time. Like, he's like, oh, it's just going to be an NFL junior. I was like, yeah, great. Bring it.
I just got a text that kind of, I think, makes the point against that. Like, I like the NFL, right? I mean, I'm a football fan. But there's no real difference team to team in the NFL other than talent. Like, everybody's running the same stuff. In college football, you have a lot of variation. Not only, like, conference to conference, right? Like, well, the Big 12, what are they? They're all offense, no defense. The Big 10, what are they? They're beefy, corn-fed white boys on the lines, and they're going to hit you in the mouth. They're going to play, you know, run it down your throat football, and then you've got Ohio State who throws it around some, but it's a different. And the SEC is what? All speed and size. It's just unbelievable. Pac-12, I don't really know what they are. ACC, but you've got Georgia Tech running the, well, not anymore. We used to have Georgia Tech running triple option. You've got all these different things, and then you've got different ways of tailgating and game day atmospheres and all this other stuff, and this is just going to make it more, you know, it's all going to be the same, essentially. You're not going to have as much variation if everybody, you know, kind of merges. Everyone's going to have to play catch-up to what is the best right now. And it's going to be sad to see some of the smaller schools get left behind. Like, that kind of stinks. Just because you're used to the names. Like, Oregon State football stinks, but it, you know, it's Oregon State football. They've had some good years. But now if you're asking, like, from Tennessee's perspective, like, Tennessee's safe. So I'm not over here panicking.
Well, we better hope we're safe.
We're safe.
For now.
We're one of the 10 most profitable football programs in the country. Like, we're fine. We're safe. We're up there with attendance and bath. No, like, we would be coveted if we were available, but we're not available. Like, because we're locked into the SEC as we should be. But right now, if I'm Vanderbilt, I'm like, oh God. Like, what if we did kick Vanderbilt out? It's like, or what if the SEC says, Vanderbilt, you really don't bring any revenue to the SEC. You're just there.
Well, in all honesty, that makes more sense than what they're doing. It would make more sense for the 2 to 5 to 7 big teams in each conference to say, hey, why are we carrying all this dead weight? Because right now they're doing that by leaving their conference, but only leaving the weaker conferences.
Yeah.
Like, it would make so much sense for the top 9 SEC school markets to say, hey, we don't need these folks. Let's partner up with these other 4 schools from other conferences and be done here. I don't know. We'll come back with more. Final segment, hour one next. Final segment, hour number one. ESPN will soon have all of the SEC's media rights. Fox owns 61% of the Big Ten Network and reportedly locked up half of the Big Ten's next media rights deal and is sitting in.
Fox did?
Yep. Mm. Is sitting in on the league's conversations with other potential media rights partners. The Big Ten and SEC had already been projected to perhaps double the other Power 5 conferences and TV revenue by the end of the decade.
And that's why teams are diving to the Big Ten and the SEC.
That's why this is all happening. Yeah, I mean, it kind of came to a head when back in the Big 12 when Bowlesby was saying that ESPN, who was a partner with the Big 12, alleged that you know, his conference's own media partner was working to destabilize the Big 12 by nudging teams to the SEC and the AAC and released a cease and desist. Of course, ESPN denied that, but even if ESPN and Fox don't directly say, add this team, they make it clear who they'll pay more money for and who they won't. Those conversations happen all the time. It's basic business. Again, I'm just trying to decide, like, anytime there's change, there's always people that say, I don't like the change. I don't want it to change. I love it. What I love, I don't want changing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, I mean, maybe it's because we are Tennessee and we're in the SEC.
I don't think it's just Tennessee.
If you're,
I mean, that's just the voices you're going to hear the most because.
If you're Mississippi State, that would be a team that if it was in the Pac-12 would be dead weight, would be cut, would be – but because they're in the SEC, do they – right now, like, do they care? I mean, like, I don't – I mean, as a kid, I remember watching just whatever big college football game there was on TV. I would just watch it. But, I mean, it's the same teams – playing, I don't know what we're. Everybody's like, well, now USC's got to go play Maryland. It's like, well, yeah, I mean, USC was playing Oregon State, and I didn't care about that game either. Like, I don't. It's just different games I don't care about. And then the good teams are always going to be the good teams, and then I'm going to care about my team, and I'm going to care about my region. Now, if you're a Washington State fan, yeah, maybe this sucks. Because your team – but your team never competed anyway. Like,
I don't know, but it's not always – I mean, it is and it isn't. Like, it's not always about, like, can we win the national championship this year? I mean, that's your team.
None of those teams can win it anyway.
Yeah, but it's – but at least you get to play those teams every year and you're used to it. Like, for example, Tennessee's probably not going to be playing Florida every year because we add Oklahoma and Texas.
Yeah.
Is that a good thing? May not play Georgia. I mean, a good thing, like, if you're talking about, like, maybe the record's a little better at the end of the year, okay. But, like, Tennessee and Florida not playing every year, is that a good thing for Tennessee fans? I mean, that is the circled game at the beginning of every season.
I don't know if it's bad if you're talking about getting to play Oklahoma and Texas in its place.
But you're not going to play them every year either.
It's not like the SEC had to add all the bad teams from the Big 12 along with a couple good teams.
No, I know.
The SEC got per team prestige, per team, the SEC got way better because they only added the good teams. Same thing with the Big 10. They only added the good teams.
Right.
So, no, I don't. I think that could be better, not worse.
But didn't you say a few months ago that, like, not having Tennessee, Florida every year would.
That'll be weird to me. But I'm trying to not be that get off my lawn guy who's, I mean, Tennessee versus Florida or Tennessee versus Oklahoma. I mean, yeah, one of them feels right and one of them feels like a non-conference game, but they both feel big. They both feel important. And,
true.
And the only reason that Tennessee, Florida is going to get replaced by Tennessee, LSU, or Tennessee, Mississippi State, or Tennessee, Ole Miss, more often is because the schedule is so crummy right now. It's really not because we're adding those teams. The schedule right now is a 7-5 weird ass.
No, yeah, like, the
thing that
I agree with
no,
that
makes
I agree
no
with
sense.
That.
So, like, I don't. Technically speaking, yes, this is changing the schedule, but in reality, if you boil it all down, if adding Texas and Oklahoma are the new teams, and we have to drop Florida for that, I just don't want to be the guy on the lawn saying, "I can't believe we don't play the Gators every year. Good Lord, we got to play Texas now." Like, that seems dumb. A younger person might say, "Hey, it's great. It's different. More big games."